May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we hear this short passage from Matthew, it is telling us a very familiar story, a story we will have all heard multiple times. In Matthew's Gospel, the focus is very much on the role of Joseph. But if instead we should read the Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke, the emphasis is very much on Mary. And when we look in detail at the story of Jesus' life, it would appear that Joseph had a very minor role to play. And if you consider that at that point in time, Joseph was just betrothed to Mary, and to state the obvious, he wasn't the father of Jesus. In reality, Joseph could simply have walked away from the situation and found another girl to marry. Now, we believe that Mary was an incredibly young woman, hardly more than we would consider to be a child. For her to have been told by the angel Gabriel that she had found favour with God, that she was to conceive and bear a child, must have been frightening, overwhelming. Mary would know that as a pregnant, unmarried woman, she would face not only public shame, but potentially she could face punishment by death. And we can only imagine that Mary was very frightened. But nevertheless, it would appear that she just accepted the word of Gabriel, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled." Mary showed faith, trust, and obedience to God. Poor Joseph, on learning of Mary being with child, must have been shocked, even horrified. His Jewish faith will have told him that she was no longer suitable to become his wife. But Joseph was a kind man, and his love for Mary made him want to protect her, so he planned to quietly dismiss her. But then, as we all know, Joseph had a dream, assuring him that the child's birth was foretold by the prophets. Mary's child was to be the promised one, the awaited one. And I wonder, did Joseph, when he awoke, doubt what he had dreamt? As we all know, when you wake up from a dream, it can be difficult to work out reality from fiction. And I can only imagine that Joseph may have been bewildered, wondering, was it a dream, or had God actually spoken to him? As a Jew, Joseph would have been taught Old Testament prophecies regarding the birthplace, place, lineage, and circumstances surrounding the birth of the Promised One. And in Isaiah 7:14, we read, "A virgin would conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. For Joseph to dream that his Mary was carrying the chosen one must have filled him with trepidation and personal confusion. And now, here he was, being told by an angel to forget his traditions, his religious beliefs. It wouldn't be surprising if, just for a second or two, he wondered if this was too great a responsibility to bear. Even wondered if he could walk away and leave Mary to have this child alone. And no matter how long you look, there is no mention in any of the Gospels of the conversation that must have occurred between Joseph and Mary. And I can only imagine that it can't have been an easy conversation. And of course, we can only imagine the opinions his family will have expressed about his marriage to Mary, a pregnant woman who will have given birth less than the respectable 9 months after marrying. And poor Mary, was she ever fearful that Joseph would leave her to face shame, condemnation from her village, even from her family? But in God, in Joseph, God chose a kind, loyal, faithful man of faith who would both nurture and care, providing Mary and Jesus with love and protection. God's plan wasn't for Mary to be alone. Most of us are raised within a family, and just like us, Jesus was to learn and gain experience from within a loving family, with Joseph destined to be the earthly father of our Lord. Joseph could have had no understanding of how his obedience to God's word would help change the world, how more than 2,000 years later we are still talking about his actions. We all know the rest of the story and probably accept and never question what we have learnt since we were young. But I think Joseph has much to teach us. He should be our model of faithful obedience, despite the angel instructing him to do something which must have felt very wrong, went against his Jewish heritage traditions and the social expectations that meant Mary would no longer be regarded as suitable as a wife. Joseph obeyed God's angelic message. He placed his trust in God's plan, taking Mary as his wife, and by abstaining from marital relations, Joseph gained divine affirmation, demonstrated profound faith and obedience to God. He kept his honour as a man of faith, protecting Mary and honouring the miraculous conception. In the Bible, we read how Mary was told not to be afraid. Joseph was told not to be afraid. Shepherds in the fields were told not to be afraid. God wants us to have courage, have faith to follow where God leads. But this can be scary, and frequently others may question our actions, our beliefs. But as Christians, we should remember the bravery of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the disciples, and many who have followed. We must learn to step aside, to allow God to take charge, to follow where God is leading. We know that being true to ourselves and to God brings real joy, true happiness. And on this fourth Sunday, as we approach the end of Advent, a time of preparation, we must all prepare ourselves, not by buying extra food and presents, but for the coming of our Lord. Ready ourselves for the new challenges we will meet in the new year. Put our faith and trust in God's love. And we each need to consider, how will we live in the approaching new year? Ask ourselves, will we continue to worry about what others think of us? Will we only do what others believe is right? Or do we begin the new year praying for God's guidance, allowing God to take the lead, putting our faith and trust in God's love? And we should all remember the words of Jesus as he sent his disciples out to baptize and spread the good news. Remember, I am always with you to the end of this age. Amen.